Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Dan Flores. Wild New World is his new book, The Epic Story of Animals and People in America. Thomas Jefferson, the Louisiana Purchase, Lewis and Clark, and the opening of the West, because much of the story up to now about the striking paradox between the original Eurasian settlers and their sympathetic approach to the animal kingdom where they thrived, and the second invasion of the Eurasian Homo sapiens, where they were either consternated or frightened by the animal kingdom. Now we move to the West of the country. And Lewis and Clark record the first shooting of a buffalo that's official in American life. At the same time, this period of revelations across America also include a man named John J. James Audubon, whom we remember as the Audubon Society. So there are two approaches going on. One, how rich are we and what can we do with it? That would be the buffalo, the elk, and the wild animals of the West. And the other, appreciate the bird life, the ornithology that is here right now. Let's start with Audubon. Dan, you make it very clear that he had to kill the animal, the birds that he painted, because they wouldn't hold still for him, of course. Did he regret?
In his early life, you don't find many examples of regret. I mean, what Audubon recognized was that in order to capture the vibrancy of the birds he was painting, was that he had to have them close at hand. He had to have them actually freshly killed.
Right.
And so he tended to wire them into lifelike poses and paint very rapidly, sometimes with both hands. He was ambidextrous. He could paint with either hand. And so he would paint very quickly before the sheen of the eye and the sheen of the feathers began to fade. And to be sure, in his written work, Audubon was also observing the birds as living creatures in their ecologies. But early on, he doesn't seem to express much regret. Later, and I in this section on my description of what happens in the American West as the story of American history proceeds beyond the Mississippi River, Audubon, after doing his famous book, The Birds of America, decides that with his sons and one of the son's father-in-law, he's going to go west and do a book on the mammals of America. And in order to do that, he wants to do what he had done as a bird painter, which is to be authentic, to see these creatures in their natural habitat. And by this time, he's in his late 50s, and he has begun to experience some regret, not only about his own practices, but also about what's happening in America, what he's getting to witness. So he actually makes a reference to himself on this 1843 trip up the Missouri River to having been a two-legged monster with a gun for most of his life, he says. And he very carefully and compassionately tries to treat the animals of the West, particularly the buffalo, in his descriptions from that Western trip, as creatures that are worthy of some kind of protection. And yet he knows somehow America can't bring itself to do that. We just seem to be committed to the idea of letting this remarkable destruction, what I describe in the book as without any analogy anywhere else in modern world history, Americans destroyed the largest, most diverse number of animals you can find in the story of human beings anywhere in modern history. And Audubon regretted it.
After reading your book, I will never again smile when I read about Lewis and Clark. Why did they give permission to their party to to massacre grizzly bears who were not threatening them, were in no way interested in these travelers up the rivers. Why did they do it, Dan?
I would say it's really kind of inexplicable, but it is a statement about the sentiment that their class, they were almost all rural men who had grown up hunting, never questioning shooting animals, even when you had no particular use for them. And so as you refer to, John, one of the things I do in the book is describe Lewis and Clark's encounters with the grizzly bear. I mean, what you would assume as naturalists who are commissioned by President Jefferson to collect specimens of animals new to science, but not Jefferson ever said, just proceed to shoot every single one you saw. But Meriwether Lewis allows the men in his party to essentially do that as they ascend the Missouri River in the fall of summer and fall of 1805 and get into the Great Plains country where there are grizzly bears. They begin shooting essentially every bear they see. And it becomes almost a kind of a game because these bears are very difficult to kill. And so they employ various stratagems for figuring out how to kill grizzly bears without endangering their own lives. But they encounter 37 grizzly bears in the course of that expedition, which has allowed modern biologists to extrapolate what the grizzly population probably was in America at the time. We think probably 56,000 grizzly bears south of Canada at this point in American history. And out of that 37 bears that Lewis and Clark encounter, at least half of them, they attack and shoot and kill most of them. So it's kind of a commentary on who we are at this time in history.
Wild New World, the epic story of animals and people in America. Dan Flores is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.